Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in for another Saturday edition of Let's Get Local. It's time to think local first. It's time to go local, buy local, and be local. It's also time to learn more about businesses and organizations right here in our community that are doing fantastic things, bring value, help shape the way we look and what we're about, and give you experiences that you can't get anywhere else in the world. How about that for being local? Every chance you get. I'm Jason Hafeman, the host of the show, Let's Get Local. I'm here every Saturday. I'm a champion for local businesses, and I am glad to do so. I've been involved for years now with Dane Buy Local as a volunteer. Happy to do so. Happy to see the value. I've met so many wonderful people, people that we feature each and every week on this program. And again, we thank the ownership here at Devil Radio. We thank everyone for listening and supporting because they've given us this opportunity to help tell some of these stories and help get people on this show to help tell their stories. And that's really what I'm here focused to do. Now, we do have some other things from time to time that take place that we got to talk about. But again, you know, the focus of this program primarily is getting those stories about local businesses, local nonprofits, leaders of all kinds out in our community to you. And so you help experience what's out there. Because 13 years ago, I moved to Madison, didn't know the area that well. To be honest, I'd been here a handful of times, but I grew up in northeastern Wisconsin, lived in northwestern Wisconsin for 11 years after that. And, you know, wasn't that familiar, but I have been learning and experiencing and growing and finding out more. And one way I've done that is by the association with Dane Buy Local, by learning who in the community is out there and is responsive and is reinvesting in this community and really cares. And I have found, just my opinion, but my experience, what I've found is the local business owners and the people are some of the most invested people that you'll find. Like, yes, they want their business to be successful, but they also really care about this community and saw a need or saw an opening or saw a service they could provide. And that's why they started their business, or that's why they got into nonprofit leadership. So that's what I try to bring across to you each and every week. And that's what I hope you're picking up on. And we appreciate all of you out there for listening. So we're going to start off today's show with getting in touch with Rock, with MoveNat Madison, because he has a great local business right on the east side on Cottage Grove Road. And I got a chance to catch up with Rock recently. And let's hear what Rock had to say.
Great. I'm happy to have you back on the show. I was just saying that my son's gotten into D&D here recently and things like that. And so I went over to take him to Misty Mountain and I saw MoveNat right there. So tell people a little bit about your location, how they can find you, and then we'll get into more about what you do and what you're about.
So we're located on the east side, right off Cottage Grove Road, right there at it's the Rolling Meadow Shopping Center. So, you know, some of the other tenants here are like Misty Mountain, as you mentioned, and then MSCR is here. And I'm perfectly located right between a sushi restaurant and Domino's Pizza. So, you know, you can come in, you can work out, and then you can have, you know, multiple options for where you want to eat afterwards.
That sounds like a really efficient trip. So if people head over to MoveNat Madison, there's a lot they could do right there. They can pick up their games, they can get some food and get a great workout. MoveNat Madison, the website is movenatmadison.com. Rock, tell people a little bit, again, refresh our listeners on what your place is all about and the strategies you use to help people exercise and stay fit.
Yeah, so we utilize natural movement to help individuals age adventurously. And you're probably thinking, like, what is natural movement, right? So, you know, it's crawling, it's climbing, it's hanging, it's swinging, it's jumping, it's running. It's all these things where, like, if you think back to when you were, like, 6 years old on the playground or in the woods, it's just doing all those things again and kind of shaking off what modernity has kind of done to us. You know, if we're sitting in a chair commuting, sitting at a desk, you know, working from home now, you know, we might be moving a little bit more, we might be moving a little bit less, you know, just all depends. But, you know, coming in here and really tapping back into what we call like primal movement patterns and really just trying to have fun and, you know, incorporate a lot of play. So it's not just a workout. It's it is also a level of play as well. So
I think that's a wonderful way to keep people motivated and also keep things, you know, different, because I think we've all been there. If you've ever gone to a traditional gym or whatever, gotten into the monotony of it. Okay, now I do this, this workout. Now I, you know, I'm on this machine. It's oftentimes the same. I think that's really interesting to have a variety of movements, but also getting you back to, like you said, some of the things that when we were young, those are the things we did, and you keep it fun. That's a fantastic way to go about it.
Yeah, you know, and I have like two really great examples, because we do like kids programming, family stuff, and then even older adults. And, you know, one of the moms of one of the middle school kids, he's been training here for like 2 years, you know, and he's now going on like multi-day backpacking trips and like coming here to the gym. He's really found this like confidence in his body. And he's like, he's a bigger kid, right? So like, you know, he came here wanting to experience like physical fitness in a different way. And he did that. And so like, now he's like signing up for these backpacking trips and going off trail, climbing trees, and the stuff that he was just never interested in doing. He's all of a sudden found this like new confidence in his body. And, which is really cool. And then like kind of on the other end of the spectrum, you know, I have, my mother-in-law, she comes in for some classes every now and then, and she's just like happy that she can like pick up her grandkids and like play on the ground and do all these silly things with her grandsons that she didn't think she was going to be able to do as she got older. But like, since she's been training here, she's like feeling better in her body, feeling strong enough. And like, she gets to be like fun, adventurous grandma. So that's really cool to see like ends of the spectrums and why people are coming here and what they're getting out of it.
I love that too, to hear, you know, to hear that kind of, you mentioned aging adventurously and staying active. I think that's one of the biggest things, not just for, you know, for people with desk jobs, but also, like you said, as people age and get older, if they don't stay active, if they can't find some sort of activity that works for them, they lose those opportunities like you're talking about. So that's a wonderful way to put a spotlight on the importance of that and what it can bring to your years and your experiences outside of that. One thing I wanted to touch on as well was some camps and activities that you guys do. So tell us about some of the workshops and events that you have going on.
Yeah, so we have our Rewild Kids Camp. So it's our version of a half-day camp. So we bring kids in for a few hours, kind of midday into the afternoon. They're going to experience the space, be able to move and play. But then we also incorporate some like practical skills. So like we'll teach them how to use like a ferro rod so they can start a fire. We're going to do some fermentation. So like how to ferment their own vegetables. So, you know, I have like an abundance of carrots and zucchini. And so like, I'll bring some of my own vegetables in. They'll like learn knife skills. They'll chop them up. We'll add some salt, do whatever else, and then let it ferment for like a couple of weeks. And then, you know, just other kind of old school traditional crafts and things like that, all centered in and around our three pillars of wellness, which is move, nourish, connect. So, you know, trying to teach those kids all the stuff in and around those three tenets, if you will.
We're talking with Rock Hancock over at Move Nat Madison. The website is movnatmadison.com. Rock, one other thing I wanted to ask you about with some of this is I always like to find out people's passion, why they started doing what they're doing. Can you give us a little backstory on why you decided to create this local business here in Madison?
Yeah. So, you know, I used to be a strength coach for the Marine Corps, and I never felt my ego was important enough to work with that population. Like, someone always wanted to work with them. And I really wanted to focus on like the general population and community wellness. So when everyone else was starting digital businesses, digital fitness businesses, et cetera, I was like, I'm going to open up a brick and mortar and really get to like, what are the needs I've seen across my career? And this whole, like, looking back to, you know, like traditional ways of movement, you know, we can look across the human spectrum and, you know, you take a child, they go from infant to like young child, and they go through all these specific patterns, crawling, climbing, and they figure all this out. And somehow we lost that way. So that's one reason I engage with MoveNat as a credential, is because it's a framework that helps us relearn what we've lost. And it does it in a way where it meets people where they are. And regardless of injuries, regardless of background, regardless of abilities, we can find ways for you to engage with the world again. And so helping people find that movement freedom so they can age adventurously is really what I wanted to do and establish myself as a community resource that can facilitate that.
I think that's vital. If you're talking about anybody trying to get to a point where they can better their health, better their fitness, is to have an option where you go into it and you don't feel immediately deflated or overwhelmed or, man, I don't belong here. Those things are tough for a lot of people. It's a hurdle for so many trying to get back kind of in that active track. And so it sounds like you have a system and a setup where, you know, regardless of how you start, there are activities that you can help people with to get going in the right direction and then stay motivated and interested to keep going.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the environment is unique in and of itself. I wish your listeners could see what we have going on in the background, because I think that is the thing that sets us apart, is it is a three-dimensional space with lots of opportunities to engage, depending on where you are in your movement progressions. And I think that's a big thing that sets MoveNat apart from other methodologies.
Give us your best descriptive words here, Rock, to give paint the picture a little bit for our listeners of what kind of things you have there at your facility that people can use.
So imagine like a giant playground, but everything's made of wood. So we have these giant wooden boxes that you can climb up on, jump off of. And in between all of those, you have interlocking beams and bars. So wooden beams, metal bars that can be either hung on, balanced on, swung off of, vaulted over, crawled under, you know. And the fun thing is all the boxes have wheels underneath. So I can constantly move things around and rearrange the facility to offer different forms of engagement and activity. And so it's an ever-evolving course. And what we're doing is we're trying to replicate what we might see in nature, but in a safer, more controlled way. So people can then really, you know, like, oh, I can balance up this incline beam that's like a 20-degree incline, which is perfect because there's a branch over the Yahara River that if you crawl up the branch, you can then jump off into the river. And so we've made a joke that, you know, practicing this helped us do that. And then I actually did a fun on Instagram side-by-side video of me crawling up the beam in the gym and then crawling up the branch and jumping into the river. So that is the kind of stuff, you know, we can directly train here at the gym. So
that is Rock with MoveNat Madison. Again, check him out at movenatmadison.com. What a great guy and really interesting setup over there. And again, for all ages and all fitness levels, get started over at MoveNat. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back here to Let's Get Local. Freddie and the boys keeping us some company today. We just heard from Rock at MoveNat Madison. We've got other guests coming up second half of the program, and I'm excited to talk with them and get back to focusing on local businesses. We have some events to talk about with Dame by Local as well here. But before we get to that, I'm going to step aside, not as a Dane by Local board member, not as someone affiliated even with the station. And I'm just going to be myself, Jason Hafeman, concerned citizen of our community, of our country. Today I'm wearing a shirt. If you see the video on Facebook, it's for the Ben Jackson Foundation. Very cool local organization, started with a very specific purpose to support veterans. Many of you probably don't know this, but I'll share. I worked for a nonprofit here locally, Project Home, for over 13 years before coming over to the team here at Devil Radio officially just recently, which I'm excited about. And in my time at Project Home, so Project Home is a local private nonprofit, operates some government contracts for individuals in our community to assist them with accessibility modifications, home repairs, and then also energy efficiency upgrades, and primarily people who are struggling financially. But there was a gap. There was a gap, and there was a need. And in my time there, in my role as outreach manager, I had some flexibility and some ability, because we're a local private nonprofit and don't have to answer to some, you know, big overarching organization, to enact some things quickly. If we could find money, if we could find local support, if we could find a way to bring another program, another service out there, then we had the ability to do so as an organization at Project Home. And that was a passion of mine. And one of the projects I worked on and helped enact and create was called Serving Those Who Served. It was a Serving Those Who Served program, assisting low to moderate income military veterans with adaptations to their homes, with repairs in their homes, and also with energy efficiency upgrades to bring down those bills. And in the process of creating that program, there are many local partners that help make that happen. And again, another reason I'm so passionate about supporting local business and local organizations is because when I reached out more than 6 years ago and went on a campaign to create a program that didn't previously exist and filled a need in our community for our veterans, local businesses, local partners, local organizations were the ones that responded first, were the ones that got behind it, that helped it become reality, helped take it from the idea that I saw in my head to veterans' homes to make an impact. I'm just one person. Lives near Madison, South Central Wisconsin, right? Wisconsinite all my life. Now, I had to be connected to a nonprofit that had the structure and the ability to do those things in order to make this program a reality. I relied and needed support, financial support. I couldn't fund this myself. I needed community to come together to make it happen. But I did that. And here we have, at the federal level, political games being played with way more resources than I ever had, way less work that it would have taken to enact something as simple as casting your vote yes. And for revenge, spite, political gain, whatever, this is your answer, Republicans. This is what you do. You decide that's more important than trying to put something impactful out there that might actually help. So I'm not going to drop expletives like Jon Stewart did, although he's certainly warranted to do that. But I'm steaming on this one. And I'm not even a veteran. A lot of people think when I was enacting this program and fighting to build it, the Serving Those Who Served program, the first of its kind in the state, by the way, at Project Home, it was created. And when I was doing that, everyone assumed that I had served, and I didn't. But what I did have was personal experience with my grandfather, who was a service member, had injuries after his service, had to have amputations made, and couldn't stay in his home because it didn't work for a person that needed to get around in a wheelchair. So he ended up in an apartment, had to lose all of his land, lose his house, and he didn't enjoy the last couple of years of his life being there. I know veterans are not perfect. They're people. But they are people. We'll be back after the break. It's time to make a plane to get away. Need room to breathe before I suffocate. I never wanted your heart to break. I need to make a plane and get away. Hi, we're back here on Let's Get Local. Had a little time to cool off during that break and bring it back to the focus on local businesses, local organizations, and also Dane by Local and the events happening there. We'll give you some info on that real quick. Some reminder, I mentioned the car show before we get to our next guest. I mentioned the Dane by Local car show. Ben Jackson Foundation will be at the Dane by Local car show and is also one of the beneficiaries of dollars raised from Dane by Local's car show on September 17th at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg. Also, we're going to be doing our show live that day. Live. From the car show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But come out and support local veterans organizations. Ketchum's Got Your Six and the Ben Jackson Foundation. And then also Dane by Local that day. Again, we can bring things back locally and make an impact. And as we talk with our next guest, they're all about local and local impact. And that's Rebecca from Madison Credit Union who joins us now. Rebecca, thanks for making time for us on a Saturday. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. A beautiful day. Doing the call from my backyard.
That's a nice place to do work from. Rebecca, I think, you know, there's different credit unions around the area and people know some of them and people maybe don't know others. So tell people a little bit about Madison Credit Union, the backstory. It's been around quite some time, but has evolved over the years.
Yes. We are one of the older credit unions in Madison. We started in 1936, just after the Depression. The mayor of Madison and six other employees wanted to help out the fellow city employees and their families. A lot of banks were deeming people unlendable. And so the mayor and these six employees got together. They started a charter, called it the City Employees Credit Union. They pooled their own money and they started giving out loans. And the loan rates were flexible. They were even sometimes as low as a dollar at a time. And people paid it back. There was no delinquency. We believed in the members, and they believed in us, and we've carried that through to today. That same mentality.
I think that's a great story and a great mindset. You know, and an example of the community at the time needed a service. There was an opportunity there, but there was also a really important need there that the credit union helped fill.
Yep, exactly. I mean, we try to manage the business that same way, just with the community, following the community's needs, following our members' needs, and growing together, which is how we ended up growing. We started merging with the Madison School Employees Credit Union, the Madison Motor Coach Credit Union, the Madison Police Department, and started growing with the counties. We went from Dane County locally only, and now Dodge, Columbia, Green, Iowa, Jefferson, Rock, Sauk, and Walworth counties. And but our focus is, I mean, we're a nice little one-branch credit union, and in East Washington, and we take our community very seriously of how we participate and what we offer to our members.
We're talking with Rebecca over at Madison Credit Union. The website is madisoncu.com. And Rebecca, so you mentioned, okay, so where things started, how you've grown, but still very locally focused with a single office on East Wash. But you're incorporating other clientele around the area. Tell people a little bit about how they can work with you and some of the benefits of that.
Okay. Well, luckily we are in the digital age, and so we have an amazing app, we have online banking, and we're part of a shared branching network that members can use. A credit union can stop into over, I think, 5,000 credit unions nationwide, some across the pond, and do their banking almost as if they were at our branch. There's over 36,000 fee-free ATMs that they can do deposits and withdrawals. And but we love also having them come into our branch and chat with us. And some of the services we have, we really care about the members. We have a very creative loan department that works with members that have no credit, great credit, you know, bad credit. And we really work with our members to succeed. We help you grow your family. We have members who have been with us for over 50 years. We help them get started. We've now helped their grandkids open up their first savings account. And we like to joke that we're the Cheers of the credit union world, you know, where you come in and everybody knows your name. so we take that service. Not just with loans, I mean, with everything. We have 11 employees in the branch, and one of those 11 people will answer the phone every time you call. There's no automated machine. You send an email, and all 11 people in the company get that email, and you will get a response within minutes. And we will just bend over backwards. I mean, all of us are just more than happy to help members in any way. and the community, yeah.
We're talking with Rebecca over at Madison Credit Union today here on Let's Get Local. The website again, madisoncu.com. Rebecca, I think what you just described is something that always stands out to me about some of the local businesses and owners I talk with and representatives I talk with, is that customer service. So, I mean, it sounds like you will work with your members, and maybe to you they're more than customers, it sounds like.
Oh, definitely. We have members that come in to do their banking, and normally you would go to a bank, I should say, do their credit unioning. You go to a bank and you're there for, you know, a few minutes, you do a transaction, and you're out the door. Well, our members will come in, and we have like little goodies for them, bottles of water when it's really hot. We have a fridge in the lobby for them. And they'll stay sometimes for like 20, 30 minutes just hanging out. we care about their stories. They know about our stories. And it's definitely a family. I have a strong bond with our members.
Again, we're talking about Madison Credit Union today here with Rebecca from Madison Credit Union. The website, madisoncu.com. The office right on East Washington Avenue. And friendly service, 11 members there, 11 employees there who serve all the members. And Rebecca, you're in the financial industry. What kind of things right now are you offering the public and offering members that can be helpful in finances?
Sure. Well, we offer your standard, you know, savings accounts, various savings accouns, checking accounts, fee-free checking, dividend checking. We also have IRAs, money markets, certificates, and then we have our loans. In our loans, we have first mortgage, second mortgage, and HELOC, which are home equity line of credit. We have auto loans, new, used, old, for boats, for RVs, all your toys, and personal loans. We have a signature loan, which right now we're actually having a special on our signature loan. And I think I would say it's one of the lowest rates, or the lowest rate in town. All of our loan rates are really competitive. We really try to offer the best rates to our members. And with the signature loan right now, I mean, it's completely across the board at 5.99%. And it's right now we're promoting it as our back-to-school loan, because back-to-school is coming soon. And if you're a parent, you know that kids are really, really expensive. I mean, it's not just the school supplies, the list you're going to get. It's, you know, like the clothes and the shoes that they grew out of and the backpacks and the after school activities and everything. And so this is a loan to kind of help parents, instead of just putting all that chunk of money on a high interest rate credit card, to put it on the signature loan that they have, you know, time to pay off. It's not a whole lot of interest. They can pay it off early and there's no penalty. It's just an easy way to, you know, to spend a lot of money, but that you have to spend, but to save in the process.
I like that option, especially, you know, with how people have been affected with inflation, with rising costs, with everything that's gone on in the last handful of years, and what's gone on with around the world that's impacted our economy. Having that type of option is, I think, really important for people. And again, that's part of an opportunity for you as a member of Madison Credit Union. Rebecca's here today talking to us. We got a couple minutes left, Rebecca, to catch up with you. So tell people, what are the easiest ways to connect with the credit union? How could they get started if they want to work with Madison Credit Union?
The easiest way by far is online at madisoncu.com. You can apply for a loan there. You can become a member there. And it's easy. That I hope the website is, you know, is I've been working on it myself. So I hope it's nice and clear and right at the top of the page, a join now. And you can do that, or you could call 908-266-4750. I don't know where that 949 came in. And, or you could, stop in at our branch. We're 949 East Washington, just down from the Capitol. Stop by your lunch break. Stop by on a Saturday morning. We open our drive up 7:30 to 5 and our lobby from 5 to, or 8:30 to 5 on the weekdays. And 9 to 1 drive up on the weekend, and we we'd love to have you.
That's Rebecca from Madison Credit Union. The website madisoncu.com, 949 East Washington Avenue. That's where the 949 came from. Rebecca, thanks for telling us about your credit union, your services, and what you do for our community. We appreciate it. And also, small but mighty, Madison Credit Union gives back to many organizations, including a work in the Wilmar neighborhood with other groups around there. So we appreciate all of that you bring to our community, Rebecca. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
We'll be back here in a minute on Let's Get Local. Huma and White Jasmine going to spice up our life after the break. Hey, we're back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to us on devilradio927.com and also WTTN 1580 AM here in the Madison area. So glad to be with you on Let's Get Local. We do have to say a big thank you before we get to our final guest to our current sponsor, Evolution Financial and Sue Peck. Sue, really doing some great work for families, for people with their finances, especially if you have had a situation where maybe you've lost a loved one and they left you some additional funds and now it's a whole new financial situation for you. Sue has been doing a great job working with customers like that. So again, look her up especially if you're in that type of situation at evolutionfinplan.com. We thank Sue for being a sponsor. If you'd like to be a sponsor of this program, to support our local businesses, to support this local radio station and getting those stories out there, contact me. Contact me here at Devil Radio, and we'll get you set up and get you attached to the show, because I'd love to promote you and talk about your business. We do have our final guest coming up in a second, but we have to talk about National Mustard Day next week. So next Saturday, August 6th, National Mustard Day. Barry was on last week with us talking about it. We sang on the air. We did all kinds of things. But Saturday, August 6th is National Mustard Day in Middleton. You definitely should go check that out, as more than 6,000 mustards 6,000 mustards from all around the world at the Mustard Museum that you can all find out. And there's going to be tasting and mustard ice cream and the lot of it over there here in Middleton coming up next Saturday. So make sure you check out National Mustard Day in Middleton on Saturday, August 6th. A person who helps with spices and make food taste better. I don't know if you use much mustard, Huma, but Huma is with us now to talk about white jasmine and what she provides people in our community. How are you, Huma?
Oh, hello. Very good. Hello, everyone. And thank you for having me today. It's always fun.
So, Huma, tell us, for those of our listeners who are not familiar with your business and what you do, tell them about white jasmine and how you got started.
But sure, white jasmine is a labor of love, really. I have a passion for really spicy, but not really hot spicy, flavorful spicy, and healthy foods. So, you know, if you're thinking about having a nice lunch, it doesn't have to be, you know, you're thinking about it, should it be healthy? We are all looking for some of those options. And it doesn't have to be like bird food. It can really be very easy, simple, but very flavorful recipes. And that's the goal of white jasmine. We create these products, a lot of different spices put together as a spice blend that anybody can use in any of their recipes. It depends on what you like. And just add a couple of teaspoons and you're good to go.
The website is whitejasmine.com. We're talking with Huma, the owner founder of that. Huma, I think that's, let's break that down just a second before we move on. Spices. Mm-hmm. There's so many spices. And I think for a lot of us, when we're trying to add flavor to our food, it's how do we get that right balance? What spice works with what to get the flavoring we're looking for? So you have taken all of that guesswork out for people, and you have spice blends and recommendations of how people can use that to enhance the flavor of their food. And that's a big advantage to all of us when we're trying to make our food taste better.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I grew up with spices, so it's easier for me, but I can totally understand that when you don't have that kind of background, it is very hard. You can see hundreds of spices on the shelf and just don't know, as you said, what to use when. So what we try to do is kind of take, for example, our tandoori masala has 14 different spices. So we take all these spices, you know, blend them together so anybody can really take a couple of teaspoons, put them in your hamburger or put them on a piece of chicken and just grill it. And then it creates all that flavor. You don't have to go look for all those spices. So we actually take those spices, blend them, roast them. They get roasted and then they get blended. And then they get packaged in these beautiful tins where you can actually see the color of the spice. And that was the idea. You know, my business started with just cooking classes. I wanted to teach cooking classes and see if anybody's interested in these kind of flavors. And it just grew from there, and I very quickly realized that a lot of people like flavors, like healthy recipes, like spices, but they just don't know how to use them. So we can really simplify it for everyone.
Yeah, I think that's something I raised my hand on that. I've struggled with putting the proper spices together. The right amount, I think, is really critical, too. Sometimes you overdo it, and then you're like, whoa, this is, you know, and then your kids don't want to ever eat that again because they associate that over-spicing to that one food. So
right. There's
all kinds of challenges there. Huma, you mentioned, I want to make sure we tell people about some of your products and how to shop with you, the website whitejasmine.com. But you mentioned how this got started with cooking classes. Are you still doing cooking classes from time to time?
Oh, yes. I love doing them. During the pandemic, actually, I did a lot of virtual classes. But the real experience is when you come to a class. And I like to present a lot of different recipes at local libraries so that everybody can attend. And actually, I'm in a process of setting up some of the fall cooking classes. So check out our website, whitejasmine.com, and you'll see a list of all the different classes I will be setting up for the fall and the menus as well. And everybody gets to taste whatever I cook.
I'm sure the library workers also appreciate that smell and what you bring to the library. There's different classes that happen at our public libraries, and not all of them, people get to eat and enjoy good food. So that's probably a nice addition mm-hmm. for them.
Give out recipes
Go
as
ahead.
Well. We give out recipes as well. Oh. And then if you... check out like our Facebook page. If you like our page, you can see I actually film quite a few short videos, very easy, simple, like 10-minute recipes.
Fantastic. Again, the website is whitejasmine.com. We're talking with Huma over at White Jasmine, founder and owner of that. Huma, so you have all of these spices, you have cheeses, you have different things. So what are some of the easiest ways people can get your products and start using them in their foods at home?
Sure. All our cheeses are available in Madison at the Three Woodmans, so West, East, and Sun Prairie. You can find White Jasmine labeled cheeses there. But also all our spices, recipes, everything is available on our website. That will be the easiest thing to do. And if you sign up for our newsletter, which, you know, we don't send out like every day a newsletter to everyone to fill up their boxes, but we do it maybe once a month, and then you'll find a recipe, and also your first order, you'll have 20% off.
Now, I like on your website, you have everything set up, you know, whitejasmine.com. is the website. Mm-hmm. You have everything set up, and there also is an option, right? Because a lot of us enjoy food. We also enjoy sharing when we experience something that we like. We enjoy sharing that with others, right? So you have gift boxes set up for people. So if you find spices you really like and then think, wow, my friend or my relative might enjoy these things, my family member, you can actually set up these gift boxes and send them right out to family members as a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have our spice gift basket with my cookbook as well is included in that. And then also in the three, our signature blend and couple four other spices, four whole spices too. And then we have our cheese basket, which has Potter's crackers and each one of our flavors. We have four Gouda cheeses. So that goes in a basket. And those two are very popular. In addition to the three, there's also a gift set of our three blends. So definitely we ship out everywhere around the U.S., so all the 48 states.
And if you look at the website, it's whitejasmine.com. It says where Eastern spice meets Midwest nice. Now, Huma, that's a great tagline. Way to go there. Bravo.
Thank you. We just launched this new website, so we are very excited about it because it has a lot of detail and a lot of short videos as well, and much information if anybody's interested.
Now, I know you're
especially
also,
foodies, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I know you're also active on social, so I know you put a lot of things on the website, but you can cross-blend that content to your socials. So what mm-hmm. kind of things do you do on social media that people can find there?
So Facebook, our YouTube videos. Also, I actually just started the TikTok, so I've upload some of the, you know, food pictures as well as some short videos there, and a Twitter as well. So keep it all going.
That's fantastic. we're talking with Huma with White Jasmine. Again, the website is whitejasmine.com, and you can buy spices, you can buy cheeses, you can buy all kinds of things directly from Huma. And the team there. So, Huma, thanks so much for telling us about your business, White Jasmine. Again, the website, whitejasmine.com. Stay connected. Learn how to make your food taste better. That's what we're all trying to do, so Huma can help with that. Thanks, Huma.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Wow, what a great local business, too. And again, just how can we make our... If we don't know, that's right. The things we don't know, we can learn. And sometimes people like Huma can set it up for us so it's an easier way to learn and you can be more successful. Because I will tell you, sorry to throw my wife under the bus here, but sometimes she'll do her own spices and the kids catch that meal and then they're like, I never want to eat that meal again. And it's probably just because we didn't get the spice mix right. So Huma can help with that. WhiteJasmine.com. Thanks to Rebecca at Madison Credit Union. Thanks to Rocket, MoveNat Madison. And thanks to everyone that supported Serving Those Who Served and our vets. Outside the Pizza Box is up next. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Get Local.